Don't have enough time to sit down and read all the best Bitcoin articles? Well, let us read them for you. This is a Cryptoconomy Quick Read. Welcome back to the Cryptoconomy Podcast. I've got a quick read today. This one is by Jameson Lopp. This one I've been trying to get to here for a few days. Titled Casa's Privacy Model, and it's about the Casa, the company there at Casa Hodl on Twitter. You can check out what they're doing with it's Jameson Lopp and Jeremy Welch. And actually, I just shared today, and I'll link to it as well, their presentation at the CryptoLina 2018 conference, which was really good. And it was called Building Your Crypto Castle, I believe, Constructing Your Crypto Castle or something. Really good talk. I have not yet watched the video, but somebody posted it on YouTube. So we will link to that. And one thing is that this does go into specifically Casa's privacy model, but it actually also addresses kind of the overarching, like what levels of privacy you can expect with any service in the article. So I thought it was a pretty good little breakdown of that information. So we will discuss a little bit afterward, but let's go ahead and jump in to Casa's Privacy Model by Jameson Lopp. At Casa, our goal is to make it easy for non-technical crypto asset owners to be their own bank. While we have no intention of providing custodial services to our users, we do wish to provide financial software and services that help facilitate our users in their quest for financial sovereignty. As such, there will be some data that third parties, such as Casa, may know about your crypto activity. We keep as much of your data private as possible, but here is some detail on what third parties will see and your options for taking steps to strengthen your privacy if you so desire. App Ecosystem Privacy. The entity that owns the App Store, Apple or Google, will know that you have the app installed, as will your mobile service provider. These entities may also collect some statistics around your use of it. If you want the ultimate level of privacy, then you'd need to create a new Apple ID or Google account that is not connected to your identity by a smartphone with cash and either by a no-contract prepaid phone plan or limit yourself to only using the phone via Wi-Fi. Internet privacy. Your ISP will also know that you are using Casa, though they won't know exactly what you're doing. Traffic between your device and Casa is encrypted, but they know that requests are going to Casa's servers. If you want to improve this aspect of your network privacy, then you'll want to use a VPN on your phone and other devices that you use to interface with Casa. This way, your ISP only knows that you're sending traffic to a VPN server. This isn't perfect privacy, though, because you're still trusting a third party, the VPN service, to not spy on your activity. If you wanted to take it a step further, then you'll want to configure Tor clients on any device that you use to interface with Casa. Another reason you may wish to use a VPN or Tor is due to logging. Casa has no intention of logging IP addresses of clients who connect to our servers. But if you want to be 100% certain that your IP address never ends up in any logs, then it's best to use a proxy of some sort. Also, because we use Cloudflare, it's possible that your IP address will be logged by them. We have no control over their logging. By not connecting from your real IP address, this becomes a non-issue. Crypto asset network privacy. Blockchain observers will be able to tell that you're spending from a 3 of 5 multi-sig wallet. As we can see here, 3 of 5 is a pretty popular multi-signature scheme in terms of total value stored, but the number of distinct UTXOs is not particularly high, and thus, it considerably narrows down the potential set of wallets from which an attacker may try to guess is yours. Network observers may be able to determine what transactions are being broadcast from Casa's nodes. One potential improvement Casa can make here would be to only broadcast via Tor. Eventually, Dandelion should mitigate this concern by making it quite difficult for network observers to deduce the origin of a transaction simply by which peers announced it first. If an attacker compromises Casa's servers, they can obtain additional information, though they can't steal your funds. In terms of personally identifiable information, we store a name and email address, but you are welcome to use a pseudonym. Casa also stores your extended public keys, which an attacker could use to determine all of the addresses and transactions that belong to your wallet, but not spend your funds. This is a trade-off we made due to the vast improvements in usability we can provide by storing your public addresses. It's also worth noting that an attacker who gained full control of this database could theoretically change these XPubs and addresses in an attempt to fool users into depositing assets into the wrong wallet. But we have mitigations in place to significantly hinder this, and we're making improvements which will remove it as an attack vector entirely. More details on that in a future post. Physical address privacy. As a convenience to our customers who may need to replace hardware key management devices from time to time, Casa will provide the option of sending them directly, which requires giving us a shipping address. We have no interest in knowing the physical addresses of our users, so we recommend having devices either shipped to a private mailbox, PO box, or if you're in the US, you may elect to use the USPS hold for pickup option, where you can just have delivery sent to a USPS office that you select. The recipient will have to show a government-issued ID to get the package, but this at least eliminates the need for Casa to know your home address. Real-world identity privacy. One of Casa's offerings is a key recovery service. If you lose multiple devices, or sets of keys, to your vault, then we have the ability to help recover your funds and help you set up a new vault. The trade-off to this convenience is that Casa must have a way to verify the identity of the person who's making a recovery request. While we are not going the AML KYC route and requiring government-issued identification documents, we will want to store an audio and video session for our records. Support agents will use these records in the future to verify via audio conferencing that it is the real account owner who is requesting to make changes to an account, such as resetting a password or performing a Casa-facilitated key recovery. This should at least provide strong enough authentication until we reach the point that tools making it trivial to generate audiovisual representations of people in real time become available. For example, deepfake AI. If you do not wish to use this form of audiovisual authentication, we are open to exploring other options. Maintaining privacy is hard. We expect that most Casa users will value the security we offer, more on that in another post, more heavily than the privacy attributes. The simple truth is that if you want perfect privacy, you can't be interacting with third parties. You have to act as a lone wolf. The downside is that this creates a much steeper learning curve that you must climb in order to duplicate all of the services being offered by a more complex organization. Casa can't offer perfect privacy, but we still strive to offer an optimal set of trade-offs to balance usability, privacy, and security for our clients. All right, and there we have it. That was a short but sweet one, and I think this was by Jameson Lott, by the way. But this hits a lot of realities of trying to get privacy in the kind of in the crypto economy world here. For instance, if you heard him mention Dandelion, it's episode 100. I actually wrote my own article about Dandelion or Dandelion Plus Plus, an upgrade to that protocol. So if you were curious what he was meaning there, you can listen to episode 100, and I go into it in pretty extensive detail just about how it works and why it's useful. But this hits a lot of other issues with privacy, and it also shows the level of trust that Casa, I think, is trying to maintain with their customers. Is they tell they're like, this is a very straightforward article. They're not telling you what they intend or just what they intend. They're telling you the reality of it is, okay, we don't intend to ever do any logging, but you can't know that for sure. So the best thing that you can do if you want to be 100% certain and not trust them as a company is to use Tor or a VPN. And this on average is honestly, like, this is good practice in general. Is always have some sort of a VPN, particularly with crypto assets and, you know, cryptocurrency in general, just because, again, you don't want to accidentally give up your physical address, and there are so many points of failure here that could cause problems for you down the road if you do not properly protect yourself. And a lot of these are just good general ideas about how to maintain privacy. Know that any third party could log where you're making a connection from. Apple or Google, like the App Store, is going to know what you installed. So will your ISP. They'll know when you're talking to the servers, unless, of course, you have a VPN or configure it over Tor. And still with a VPN, you are also connecting. I mean, you're also trusting the VPN. The VPN could log. And it doesn't matter if they tell you that they are not logging. Just as Casa admits in this case, they don't intend to log, but that doesn't mean you can't know that. Just because they tell you their intent doesn't mean there's not a situation where logging ends up happening. They may be compelled to log by some jurisdiction. Who knows? It's not a sure thing. Intentions are not reliable. So, it's very smart to protect yourself. And another thing is talking about the 3 of 5 multisig is that you will be able to see that in the UTXO database. But what's interesting there is hopefully we have protocol improvements, Schnorr in particular, that into the future we can create these multi-signature agreements and they will not look distinguishable from a normal transaction. Signatures will be ubiquitous for every type of transaction, essentially. Or at least as far as I know. I know a lot of multi-sig and stuff will too. But hopefully we have some privacy and obfuscation coming there for that element of it in particular. But we'll go ahead and close that here. This is a really succinct article on all the main points that you need to do to maintain or gain a higher level of privacy. Honestly, with any third-party service whatsoever, but this applies obviously to Casa in particular. And I hope this, I have been thinking for a long time that this is the kind of service we need. And right now, obviously, this is positioned towards or marketed towards a demographic that's very wealthy and has a lot of assets in cryptocurrency and crypto assets. So this is not exactly for the general public, but this is step one. That's how you roll out a whole new level of product is you first get the kinks worked out and make a high-level product aimed at the wealthy, and then you start to expand. And as they actually mention in their Crypto Castle talk at CryptoLina, that as development unfolds and they figure out all the kinks, like, they hope to have something in the future for the more average consumer. And this is the first step into doing that. We need to figure out these multi-signature wallets and make them easy to use, make them easy to understand, and also educate the customer. Like, how do we put them in a process that makes good privacy, good checking, and good backups the default, the standard operating procedure for all of these products and services. So I'm really excited about this company, and I like Jameson Lopp and Jeremy Welch, like, these guys are very trustworthy, and I've been following them for a really long time. So I can't wait to see where they take this company and what other things they build going forward. Okay, well, don't forget to follow Jameson Lopp, Jeremy Welch, and at Casa Hodl. I will tag all three of them in the post. And, of course, link to the Casa Medium page where this was published. And don't forget to follow me at The Crypto Economy on Twitter and Medium. And of course, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and share it with everybody you know so we can all hear the best articles and developments going on in the crypto economy space. All right, guys, if you'd like to support the show, I will always have my Bitcoin address available. Thank you so much for listening. Everybody have a great weekend, and I will catch you all on Monday. Take it easy, guys.